USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump again denies pressuring the president of Ukraine to dig up political dirt against Joe Biden. He says a transcript released of his July call doesn't reveal any pressure. He was asked why his attorney, Rudy Giuliani's name, came up in conversation about Joe Biden.
He wants to find out, where did this Russian witch hunt that you people really helped perpetrate, where did it start? How come it started? It was all nonsense. It was a hoax.
The president of Ukraine also says he wasn't pressured.
That nobody pushed me.
But after reading the transcript of the call, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump acted improperly.
Today's release of the notes of the call by the White House confirms this behavior, which undermines the integrity of our election, the dignity of any presidency, and our national security.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to stop the sales of all flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products in the coming weeks. Acting Commissioner Dr. Ned Sharpless says the FDA will require a pre-market authorization before flavors could be sold once again.
This policy would not mean that flavored e-cigarettes could never be marketed. If a company can show through an application to FDA that a specific product meets the standards set forth by Congress, then the FDA would authorize that end product for sale.
Israel's president has asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new government. This presents the longtime leader with the difficult task of breaking a post-election deadlock that has paralyzed the country's political system. President Rivlin formally gave Netanyahu 4 weeks to form the government after a meeting at the president's residence with blue and white leader Benny Gantz failed to bring about any breakthrough. The deadline to form the government will be October 24th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Initial testing of a medical device aimed at treating Alzheimer's patients has shown promising results, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
8 patients aged 63 or above with mild to moderate Alzheimer's were enrolled in the University of South Florida study, examining the effectiveness of a non-invasive treatment cap that delivers electromagnetic waves to the brain. Patients put the treatment cap on for 1 hour periods twice a day. Results showed increased cognitive performance and disease-modifying effects of the brain and both the blood and spinal fluids. Experts say none of the patients showed any negative or adverse side effects from the treatment. 7 of the 8 patients have decided to extend the trial for an additional 4 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Tuesday, President Trump highlighted border security in a speech at the United Nations. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan weighs in on Fox and Friends.
This is a demographic that was certain that if they brought a child, they could be released in the United States. We have changed that dynamic. Working with Mexico not only to reduce the flow, but with the microprotection protocols, we now have families waiting in Mexico. Additionally, we've partnered with El Salvador, with Guatemala, and now Honduras on streamlined repatriation. So if people don't have a valid asylum claim, if they don't even make a claim, we can repatriate them swiftly directly from the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.